Blog Talk Radio.
That you're praying for us as we pray for you. We'd love to hear your testimony today, so why not call us at 347-857-3925. And then what you do, then you press the 1. So you can talk to us today. Tell us about what God is doing in your life and what he's already done. Listen, he's doing great and wonderful things. Yes, he is. God is doing wonderful things. Now, it doesn't look like it, but he is. Yes, yes. Just stop for a second in your life and start thinking about things. You know, ponder over all events in your life and what has happened and who's been in there and who left and, you know, just ponder all over that. You'll see how God blesses. He even blesses when he get those negative people out your life. You're blessed. See? And you didn't think he was blessing you, did you? But we do thank God for it today. Oh, yes, we do. And we trust that Sister Diane is here. Is she all right? Praise God, we trust she all right. She's going to have to be because she's going through with it. Anyhow, amen. She's going to have to do, how you say it, overcome and override whatever the enemy is starting to do. And believe me, he wants to cut you off at the gate. He does not want you to go through nothing, okay? He wants you to cut it off quick, fast, and in a hurry. And there'll be no more cutting off, okay? Amen. We will continue on in the Lord. Yes, we will. Continue on in the Lord regardless of who come, who go, and how they come and go to. So we are going to continue on with the Lord. All right, here she is.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name. Father God, you are King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Thanking you right now, Lord, Father God, for this day. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, as we come before you, giving you honor, glory, and praise, Lord, Father God. Father God, asking you right now, Lord, Father God, to continue, Lord, Father God, to decrease us, Father God, as you increase in us this day, Lord, Father God. Thanking you, Lord, Father God, for your will being done right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. And Father God, as I come before you, Lord, Father God, laying each and every person, Lord, Father God, that is upon this prayer list, Lord, Father God, before you, Lord, Father God. Thanking you right now, Lord, Father God, for your will being done right now in Jesus' name, Lord, Father. We continue, Lord, Father God, thanking you right now, Lord, Father God, for touching those, Lord, Father God, that lost loved ones, Lord, Father God. Father God, give them that peace, Father God, and comfort, Lord, Father God, that they need, Lord, Father God. As we pray, Lord, Father God, for the lost, Lord, Father God, of Clement Thomas' mom, Lord, Father God. We ask you, Lord, Father God, to touch, Lord, Father God, the siblings, Lord, Father God. And, Father God, we thanking you right now, Lord, Father God, for your will being done, Lord, Father God. We thank you for traveling mercies, Lord, Father God, as they make their way, Lord, Father God, to St. Thomas, Lord, Father God. We thank you right now, Lord, Father God. Father God, we hold to you, Lord, Father God, Carmen, Lord, Father God, as well as her mom right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. Continue, Lord, Father God, to give Carmen the strength, Lord, Father God, that she needs, Lord, Father God. And, Father God, we ask you, Lord, Father God, to touch her mother right now, Lord, Father God, that's in the hospital, Lord, Father God. Father God, we ask you, Lord, Father God, to touch each and every doctor, each and every nurse, Lord, Father God, each and every attendant, Lord, Father God, that is tending to her, Lord, Father God. Treat her, Lord, Father God, with your love, Lord, Father God, and Father God, and gentleness right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. We thank you for her healing right now, Lord, Father. We continue, Father God, to pray for Brittany Dunkley, Lord, Father God, and the Dunkley family, Lord, Father God. Father God, continue, Lord, Father God, to strengthen Brittany right now. And you know what she needs right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, Father, let your will be done. In Jesus' name, Lord, Father. Father God, we thank you, Lord, Father God, how you brought out Alana May, Lord, Father God, out of the hospital, Lord, Father. We continue, Lord, Father God, to hold her to you, Lord, Father, as you continue, Lord, Father God, to strengthen her, Lord, Father God. And, Father God, let her parents, Lord, Father God, give her, Lord, Father God, godly wisdom, Lord, Father God. And, Father God, let them always remember, Lord, Father God, that what you had done, Lord, Father God, and still doing for their daughter, Lord, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. Father God, we plead the blood of Jesus over this broadcast right now, Lord, Father God. Canceling all assignment, Lord, Father God, that was sent towards this broadcast, Lord, Father God, to try and hinder it, Lord, Father God, or anyone, Lord, Father God, that is speaking, Lord, Father God. We cancel the assignment right now and render it null and void. And, Father God, we ask you, Lord, Father God, to just have your way, Lord, Father God, upon this broadcast, Lord, Father God. Touch each and every person, Lord, Father God, that are listening now, Lord, Father God. And, Father God, that are listening, Lord, Father God, and other devices, Lord, Father God, at other times, Lord, Father God. Father God, we ask you, Lord, Father God, to bless them, Lord, Father God. And, Father God, for those that don't know you, Lord, Father God, and, Father God, that are tuned to the broadcast, we ask you, Lord, Father God, to give them, Lord, Father God, Father God, that strength, Lord, Father God. Father God, to just press that one button, Lord, Father God, that we're able, Lord, Father God, to pray for them and lead them to you, Lord, Father. And, Father God, we thanking you right now, Lord, Father God, for just having your way, Lord. I ask you, Father God, to decrease, Lord, Father God, my apostle right now, Lord, Father God, and my pastor right now, Lord, Father God, as they bring forth the word, Lord, Father God. Decrease them, Lord, Father God, as you increase in them, Lord, Father. We speak healing, deliverance, Lord, Father God, joy and laughter, Lord, Father God, upon this broadcast, Lord, Father. And give them, Lord, Father God, ears to hear, Lord, Father God, and a heart to receive, Lord, Father God, the word, Lord, Father God, that you're giving this day, Lord, Father, knowing that nothing is too hard for you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen and amen and amen again. We certainly thank God for you, you, and you today. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Isn't God good? He's still good.
No matter what's going on, he's still a good God. And he's doing what he do best. Amen. Here's the word for you today. Time is opportunity disguised. And to kill time is to murder opportunity. time is opportunity disguised. And to kill time is to murder opportunity. Okay? Govern yourselves accordingly. Amen. We thank God for you today. We thank God for the prophet. Yeah, he's 2 years old, and he's full of energy. Oh, yes. We thank God for Pastor Sharon. Yes, yes. We thank God for this dynamic woman of God that, you know, God has sent us. Amen. To give us a hand. We thank God that Sister Diane is here today, and we trust that she don't have another attack. Amen. Because the enemy is always at hand to try to distract you and take you out your rest. We're not going to tell him he's a liar. He's just doing what he do best. We just got to be more aware of what he's doing and when he comes. All we got to do is say, listen here, this is not the time today. Okay? Say, get away from me. Get back. I'm not giving you any time today. Huh? We're not giving him any time today. All right? Praise God, because he'll make you feel sick. You just as nice, and all of a sudden you get sick, and you don't even know why. Amen. And all it is a distraction. All it is the enemy wants to cut you off because you are about to bless somebody. Or somebody's about to be blessed in some way or another. And he don't want you to participate. He does not want you to take part. He does not want you to see the glory of God. He does not want you to experience anything in God. Huh? So you have to be more aware. Isn't that right? Amen. Amen. Now today, you know, bless God, I just thought of something nice. And I want those of you out there to take part too. Okay? You evidently, those of you that have already called, you do have the phone number. But if you don't have the phone number, you listen by another means. The number is 347-857-3925. And I would like to know that we're going to have a little dialogue here and ask these young ladies. You know, we've been talking about how the Lord has been moving and blessing and how God has opened ways and done things for us and everything. And, you know, all of that rich, good information God has been giving us and everything. And we want to know what have you received from this broadcast? Being on this broadcast, or doing this broadcast, any way that you desire to put it, what has really, just what has God done for you? Have you received a word out of a word? You know, it's got to be something. You know, God is not sitting idly by. He has us here so that you can be blessed. Now, we did talk about the leftovers yesterday, the previous broadcast. I don't want to say yesterday because some yesterdays could be any day. But the previous broadcast before this one, we were talking about the leftovers, what's left over. Now, with what's left over, now, whatever you have left over, whatever you've lost, part of what you've lost. Listen, you haven't lost everything, okay? Now we say, well, we lost everything. You didn't lose everything. You still got your life. Huh? And guess what? You do have a mind. And the mind is still active. Huh? It's still active. So we're going to take that just a wee bit further. And we're going to talk about that mind that you got, huh? And the thoughts that you have. That's why we want today to take you higher. Go higher with what you have. All right? See, think about when Moses said all he had was a rod, right? Now, that's all he had left over. Now, he left home. He had some stuff. He, you know, when he left from his abode, he had a whole lot of stuff. Huh? But that's what was left over was his rod.
Yes.
His rod and his mind. Huh? Ah, yes, yes. You have a mind today? What are you thinking about with that mind that you have? Are you going to sit by and think about all the stuff you lost and the people that, oh, you thought were going to be with you forever? You know, God didn't put them to be that some of the people is not to be with you all the time, forever. Huh? Some is just there for a while, even if it is to aggravate you, and then they gone. Huh? See, some people are put in your life just to do that, test
just
you, bring all types of drama in your life to see how you will withstand people deceiving you. Huh? You see? And God places these people in your life for different reasons. Okay? And we seem to not think about it. We only think about it in the negative, do we not? We think about it always, you just here to hurt me, you just here that. Well, let's look at it another way. God is testing me to see if I'm going to stand when people go against me and people are, I think is for me and they're not. Or will I fall apart? Am I going to throw in the towel? Do I want to end it all just because things are not going the way I want them to go? Come on now, you know, we do these things, you know. And people are used for various reasons by God. He has them already put into place for his purpose. Now, purpose could be good, purpose could not be good, okay? This could be happening. And we give the devil a lot of credit, don't we? We give him a whole lot of credit. But you know what? He's only doing what he's made to do. He was created to do just what he do. Are you doing what you were created to do? Instead of looking at everything he's doing, what are you doing? See? He's on his job. How about you being on your job? You keeping your assignment. All right? See, this is what you got to have the right mind today. Because Corinthians did say, for who had known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. See, now, he say you have the mind of Christ. You've been born again, washed in the blood and all of that. You know you're supposed to have the mind of Christ. Now, you're not supposed to have no mind of no devil now. If you got a mind of the devil, something else is going on. And it ain't about Jesus Christ, okay? But he what? He wants to know today. You should have the mind of the Lord, the mind of Christ. This is the mind you need right at this hour. We want to indulge in your thinking. Now, I don't want to know your personal thoughts of your personal life, but we talk about the Christ life, okay? Right? We are dealing with the Christ life today. What kind of mind did you achieve listening to? What kind of mind? Have you had a change of mind, of heart? Mind and heart, they go together. Have you had a change? One? Did you change your standard of living? Have you made a choice to attend a church somewhere, whether it's in your neighborhood or another neighborhood? Have you made your choice today? I would like to know that. Because this is the time now for God to bring you up higher. And if you cannot go up higher, you're going to go lower, ain't you?
Amen.
that's where you're going. You're on, there are only two ways you're going, up or down. You are going up or down, up with Christ or down with the devil. That's the way you're going, all right? Now, what's your mind telling you today? See, now, some of you will say, well, I don't mind going with the devil. See, you didn't read the scripture. You don't know what God has for the devil. And you would never say that. And I believe if the atheists and the unbelievers, if they really knew what was in store with the devil, to go home with your daddy devil, you wouldn't. You would change your mind quickly. See, you would change your mind quickly. You say, I don't believe. Well, what makes you not believe? What is it that you want to see? What is it that you are expecting for to show you or make you believe that God is real? You don't even know, do you? Half of the people that say these things don't even know. Because of what? Various reasons, isn't it? Some of them, they haven't been taught. Their parents don't give them any type of God-like thinking, Christian education, or something to that sort. They don't give them any of that type of education. So naturally, they're just free thinkers. I call them free thinkers. Because a free thinker will take on anything, any trash that the enemy bring to them. And that is what is in their mindset. You see what I'm saying? That is really what's in the mindset. And what did Jesus say? Out of your heart do what? Proceed evil thoughts. He said in Matthew, out of your heart proceed evil thoughts. Murderers, adulterers, fornicators, thefts, false witnesses, blasphemers, and so on and so on. Out of your heart becomes evil thoughts. So your heart has something to do with what your thought life, does it not? So therefore, the heart of the matter is your mind. Did you get what I said? The heart of the matter is your mind. Because what happens so many times? Something I ran across that Romans said, the first chapter of Romans said, even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, dealing with your mind, God gave them over to a reprobated mind to do those things which are not convenient. Now, because you don't want to retain God, you don't want to learn nothing about God, you don't want to have God in your thoughts, you don't want to even talk about him, you don't want to have anything to do with him, but yet he had a lot to do with you because he made you. You see how we get off the path of righteousness? We get off the path of righteousness without thinking in the choices that we make in our thought life. We have certain limited knowledges, but we don't use it for Christ's sake. Now, I'm not talking about you if you do now. I'm not talking about you. All right, so don't feel bad. I am only talking about the people that do and those that don't. See, that's the difference. We want your thought life to come forth right now in Christ. This is where we want him. Because he did say the thoughts of the righteous are right. That's why they're righteous, right? Amen. See? And well, you thought it wasn't. But the counsels of the wicked are deceit. Are you deceiving yourself today? You used to be in church. Somebody listening here used to be in church. Somebody used to be in church. But you listen to what? The wicked
deceitful people, people that's been deceived and say that God don't exist and he's not real. So this is their thinking, so they want to spread the venom around. They want other people to think the same way they do. So just like they want people to think that there's no God, you want them to think and know in their heart. We don't want them just to think. We want them to know that Jesus is real. God is real. He's a real God. He do exist. It ain't just between some pages written with ink. It's not just between those pages. He is real. He moves everything according to his plans. Do you get that? Okay. Hallelujah. I'm going to ask him. You going to tell me? Praise God. I'm going to ask. All right. Let's get Sister Dan, since she kind of was out of it yesterday. What is meaning of this? Broadcast to you since you've been doing it.
Well,
what has it done for you also?
It helped me to come out a little bit. I'm not a shy person, but to be able to talk, to pray, and be more confident in who I am, who I serve, and knowing that my apostle, you know, the benefits that I have is not only of this broadcast, but being in the City of Victory with you also, and just you teaching and allowing God to just use you in, you know, in my life, in my family life, and encouraging, because at times you come in and you don't want to, you know, you don't want to do anything. You need to be encouraged. And even though at times when I'm not here and I'm out and about and just listening to the broadcast, the word that comes forth is encouraging. And not only just for me, knowing that I can share it with someone else. I'm receiving the word, so I'm able to, that same word that I'm receiving, I'm able to encourage someone else in it. And just knowing that it's not only just at church I can get this, I can go anywhere and I can listen to this broadcast here.
All right.
You know, I just thank God for it, that not only that it just reached my friends or family, it reached everybody, it reached all across, you know, the world. So it teach me, you know, to just be more confident. Teach me to be more confident.
Amen. 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 You know, I'm going to ask somebody that's on the line if they would hit that one and call in and tell us what this broadcast have done for them since they've been listening. Give us a nice little testimony on it, okay? How about our
Elizabeth?
How about our friend?
Wait, we got callers here.
Who is that? You don't cut the thing off. Praise God. Amen. Jesus, thank you, Jesus. What happened? Who is that? Thank you. You're on the line. Hello, caller. You're on the line. Hello.
Yes.
You gonna tell us what the broadcast has meant to you since you've been listening?
Well, what the broadcast meant to me when I listen is that some days it feels like it's an extra Bible study that you learn, and some days like yesterday felt like a good church service till I had my feet was jumping and my heart was pounding, and it was really spirit led and spirit felt, you know, and it felt really good. You know, and a lot of times it's good educational for me and for my soul, and I just like to be, and as you always say, you like to be fed, you know, and it feeds your spirit and it feeds my spirit. And I appreciate it because I even enjoy taking part in it because it's an educational thing and it has you study, it makes you it makes the word come alive a lot of times to me, and I just love it, you know. And it's just like Sunday school, extra Sunday school, extra Bible study. Some weeks it's like an extra church service, you know. So therefore, it fills you. It fills you spiritually. It fills the soul spiritually, and I just enjoy it. And so that's my testimony on the subject.
Amen, Deacon Mike, right?
Yes,
yes. Amen, Deacon Mike. Ah, praise God. We have now our own sister, Nessie Ritters in St. Thomas. Praise God. Hallelujah. Go ahead, you're on air.
Good morning. I would like to say, since I come to the Bible school, City of Victory, I learned a lot about God that I didn't know back home. I used to cry a lot, cry. I get a strength to hold up on the crying. And I would just like to say thank you.
Thank God. Amen. Thank God. That's a very committed young lady, people. Very committed. I love her. Praise the Lord. Amen. All right, come on now. We want to hear from you. Sister Elizabeth, are you on there? She's about to become a minister soon. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hello, you on there?
Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I feel awesome. Awesome, because I'm right here listening to you. It helps me so much. I mean, I'm able to listen, and I know God uses you and for other people, for me, but I'm able to write down a lot of this stuff. And sometimes I might, come a little late, but I'm able to understand where it is to write or whatever it is to look back. Because then I have pads and pads, and I could always go back and read, and I'm like, wow, it helps you, it lifts you. Because sometimes, no offense, I'm over in Connecticut, it could be so very dreary. But in here, it's like the sunshine of God. It's like His rays, His using you and speaking to you and helping us, you know what, to keep going forward, not to go back, no matter what happens. And, you know, it's a battle. It's a battle you have to do physically, mentally, and everything else. And I'm so grateful because He has brought me from a long way. He has helped my family a lot. And sometimes, you know what, it takes years to understand when, you know, like God put that curtain down, you couldn't see. And to see the other side of the person, to forgive, to forget, to realize we're all human. We all need love. We all need encouragement to help one another, to lift one another, and to see what it is for God to put you in a different level. And I'm so grateful for the places that God put me, because you know what? I realize now it had to be those places to get me to where I'm at. And no matter through the good or bad, just keep going forward. There's a reason. And God, you know, He'll show you. And I'm so happy. Thank you so much for your love, your prayers. And I'm very, very grateful to all of you. Praying blessings on you, on everybody. Just praying for the world and peace and harmony and everything else.
And we thank God for you, our sister. We thank God for you. continued blessings be upon you and your family there in Connecticut. We thank God for you today. Yes. Pastor Sharon, you want to tell us what it has meant to you being a part of it?
Praise the Lord. I thank God for the broadcast, because truly it have also helped me. It gave me a better determination to stand. And it took a while for me to really step up to doing this. Why? Because you know, God calling you to do it, and the woman of God saying, come out, come and help. But you know what? I just thank God for the process that he brought me through. It also taught me how to just stand and don't care what anyone say. In other words, we sometimes care about what the opinion of others. But you know what I found out? As long as it doesn't matter what people say, but it does matter what God says about you. And it taught me that that you have to go forward regardless of the storm in your life. You have to do what you God called you to do. It's also teaching you how to stand, how to hear the word of God, how to praise him no matter what. It teaches you that the word of God is true. I thank God for the word that has been coming forth, even because it came, the word always come on time, whatever you may be dealing with in your life. And in, the thing about God is we all live in different direction, right, in the part of the world, but that word come to fit your situation. And we thank God for the woman of God that she allowed God to use her. I tell you, sometimes when she starts speaking in the Holy Spirit, the tongues, and she start prophesying, y'all just don't know, y'all. God really used this woman of God, Apostle Gloria Porter. God really used her. Y'all just don't realize the significance, the spirit of the gift of healing, the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge that comes forth. If you just sometimes just keep pulling, call this, dial in one and just call and talk, you'll be surprised. God really, really moved on this vessel of this woman of God. And I thank God for the word that has been coming forth. And I tell you what, it comes and it soothes you. It comes and it plucks out what doesn't need to be there. It tear down everything. It pulls the cover off you. It to let you know to see, pay attention where you're standing at. And this today, it talks about what? Your mind. What you think in your heart thing. So it always to let you keep in a place where you got to always pay what? Evaluation on who? On yourself. Go back. Let the word of God apply to you. It's not about the next man, but let the word apply to you. And I thank God for the word, because I do talk to my sister and say, well, this was a subject for Blog Talk Radio, because they want to know what the word is. And I found out that the word of God is going, if it's here in Orlando, it's going the same word in Miami, in different parts of the world. The word of God is the same. And God is moving by his power and by his strength. So today, be encouraged. Know that this is a true word. It's a true word. The woman of God don't have a line that says $100 line, $1,000 line. But you know what? She released what God has given her just for each and every one of us. And you know what, too? She don't just tell you the good stuff also. She tell you, in other words, you know what? At this table, we have a balance. You know, when you have your meat, your starch, your fruits, your juice, and your vegetables, you know what? You have a balanced meal. So the word of God comes forth to balance you and to bring you into that place that God wants us to be. And it helped me to just be able to stand, be more, stand for a fast more, stand on the word of God, just stand. I thank God for the broadcast. I thank God for the woman of God, because truly God is real. God is real. You can dial this number any time of the day, and you know what? The woman of God will answer. And you know what? She doesn't charge you. But you know what, Clay? You got to understand why I'm saying it. Because a lot of time, there's so many things going on. But she will release the word of God. So I thank God for the woman of God for releasing the true word of God and allowing God to use her. She allowed God to use her. I don't care what she may be going through. She put it aside and pressed through. So we thank God for Apostle Porter. We thank God for Blog Talk Radio. We thank God for the listener. We just thank God for the word. And we thank God because God is what? He is real today. So know that the word that's coming forth about your mind, reexamine yourself. Everything, let you reexamine yourself and see where you're at, and especially the one about overcoming what? Stress. Overcoming what? Learning how to forgive, how to love, how to do go no matter what. The word comes to build us, each and every one of us. So I thank God for the woman of God with the word, and even about, you know, we have to pay attention that what the word, that God is real. We don't need to walk into the works of the flesh. Know that God gave us the remedy. He gave us the word that we know what the works of the flesh is and what the fruit of the spirit is. So let us today just continue to go forward and allow God to do what he wants to do. And then yesterday, boy, oh boy, they were having a hallelujah good time up in the house. I tell you, you know what, when God heals someone, I tell you, you start praising God. Because Pastor Dungy was talking about how God healed her, what God did for her. And I tell you, when I heard the woman of God, she was here in Orlando. But she was in Texas, I tell you. And God released that word for Pastor Dungy. I tell you, that word, that lets me see, God is everywhere, y'all. You know, the woman of God was here, and that same word was released for the woman of God in Texas. But you know what? You ain't got to get no jelly beans up in the house. Why? Because the God that healed her, he can do the same thing. The God that helped her, restore her, refresh her, he can do the same thing. So we can all be what? A partaker of the word. They were having an awesome time. I tell you, I said, boy, that sounds like the prophetic going forth on the phone. I tell you. And it lets you know that, you know what? Keep on just grabbing. You can laugh. You can cry. You can do whatever it is you want to. You can even get up and just run around and shout and say, Lord, I thank you. So I just, again, I thank God for the woman of God and Blog Talk Radio.
Well, amen, amen, and amen. Truly, when God is moving by his spirit and by his power, there's no distance. There's no distance between us. He's every place at the same time. I'm so glad about it. I'm so glad. You know, we'd like to have, you know, personal touch, but if we don't, we'll take what we do have, and that's by these phones at this time. And listen, God can still work. He can still heal. He can still save, and he can still deliver you. He can give you whatever you need. You let me tell you, he ain't slack, you know. You may be slack, but God's not slack. You see what I'm saying? Amen. My God. You know what? I was looking at another scripture. You know, I have scriptures I put there in front of me. He said, for as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And, you know, this is what we want to know today. What are you thinking? How is your thoughts lining up with God's thoughts, huh? Now, you don't have the same identical thoughts as he, because as he told us, what did he say to us? He said his thoughts is different from your thoughts, right? Amen. And his ways is too, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, so now you ain't on his level, but he's given you some thinking power. Huh? He's given you some knowledge that your mind could coincide with his thoughts. You see, that you will do what he tells you to do because you are thinking the same thoughts. Because he said, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. So when it be the same mind in Christ Jesus, you're not God's thoughts now. You ain't his, but we're doing similar to God's thoughts. You see what I'm saying? We're doing what we do that he gave us to do by the power that he gave us to do it with. Okay, praise God. So he did tell you that now. His ways was higher than your ways, and his thoughts than your thoughts. Okay? They are higher. You hear what I'm saying? They are higher. Okay? Now he say, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. So therefore, when Jesus gave you power, he indoctrinated you with his power. Therefore, you can think God thoughts. But don't try to think and make something that you can't make. God done made the heaven. You can't reinvent it in the earth. It's already here. He made the people, and I know the scientists are trying to recreate what God already made. Okay? It still isn't going to work the way it should. All right? Because what? The thoughts are different and the ways are different. Do you see? So, get your mind off trying to be God. Okay? And this is the problem with the church world today, is they're trying to be God. They want to be God. They want to take over, be powerful and all this. Well, he gave you power. Use the power that he's given you and stop trying to go and take God's place. Okay? Did you get that? Amen. Praise God. And I like to think about that, because a lot of times you see where people are going. You know, they try to tell God what to do and what not to do and all of that, and they call it something else altogether. They're building the kingdom, and and I have faith. We're taking faith out of the context of faith, what faith is all about a lot of times. And I got faith, and I can tell God what to do. You better find out first, is it his will for him to do it before you put it in his court? You see what I'm saying? You didn't think about that either, did you? Now, he said in Jeremiah, now everybody know Jeremiah, every preacher, most people that have been in church know that scripture in Jeremiah, the 29th chapter. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, said the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. He want to give you something. He not thinking evil. Why? So why you don't believe he's God? He's not trying to give you nothing evil. You choose to have evil. You choose to do wicked. You choose to do what you do, and then you want to blame everybody else for it. This is what you do. But listen, let me tell you, he'll forgive you. He will forgive you for them thoughts that you have. Ask God to give you a change of mind, a change of heart. Give you the mind that he told you to have, the mind of Christ. The same mind that Christ has. Now, if you can think like that, you know, hey, if I have to suffer, I suffer, okay? But I'm suffering for Christ's name's sake. Because I love him. People don't understand, and they're mad and upset because it convicts them. Every time I speak of Jesus, that word convicts somebody, so they are mad. All you do is talk about Jesus. So every time I look, I don't want to talk to you, because every time I look, you're talking about Jesus. Well, who else am I going to talk about? You're going to get mad and sue me if I'm talking about you. You see? You want to? What's with that, too? All in the world today, everybody want to sue somebody. Why, you want free money? Is that what you want? You got to free everybody. They ain't got no valid reason, some of them. And the stuff that's going on now, I'm going to sue you for what you did to me 50 years ago. But 50 years ago, you should have done threw it in the deepest part of the sea and forgot it. Instead of going out there just like the people digging up all these old cities and everything, you go out there and dig up something to try to get you some free money. You see? Oh, I'm meddling now. Praise God. I'm meddling now. All right, let's go back to the thought now. Praise the Lord. But see the thinking that the enemy causes us to think today, to do to people, to destroy this one, to destroy that one. We don't have forgiveness, huh? We don't have that in our hearts. We'd rather do what? Make them pay for what they did to me. Now, you done went through 15 men or 15 women. Now, all of a sudden, you're going to talk about one because they got a little money. That don't even make sense. You see what I'm saying? No, you should have told it when it happened. And you should have stuck to it, stuck on it until somebody heard you. Huh? You say, as we used to say, go to the highest court. You may not be able to do that today, but, you know, you go to the highest court. This is what you do, huh? Instead of, you're supposed to forgive the man or woman what they did to you. You're supposed to forgive. But we bringing it back up a whole lot of stuff. Even the person that did it done forgot what they done, huh? And you bringing it up. That's like bringing your sins back up. You telling people I was loose out there. I was out there, and then you had been trying to hide it. Now you're going to bring it up. Now, so I got a problem with the picture because I don't know what you're doing here. You see? Where are you thinking? Where's your thinking? Where's it going here? See? You got a purpose here for doing it. To let them know, well, you know, I was with this famous person. Huh? I wouldn't want to get up there and tell I've been in the bed with this one and been in the bed with that one. Would you want to be out there broadcasting all that stuff? No, you don't want to be broadcasting all that. Let it stay dead. You know, praise God. Let the stuff stay dead. Lord, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. All right, praise God. I don't mind stopping. Praise the Lord. Now we're going to hear our own Diane Dante, the woman of God. The woman, glory to God, that God uses here and there and everywhere. To you and the congregation on the other end, Pastor Dante.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Pastor always blowing me up and making me feel like I'm 10 feet tall. That's why I like this station. That's why I like being on Time to Talk About It, because I get on here and I feel like I'm Superwoman. I feel like I could conquer the world because Apostle and all the staff and Bishop, they just make me feel special. And there's nothing like somebody making you feel special. Out of anything else that's going on in your life, when you know you got people that love you and support you and stand behind you and encourage you, I mean, it doesn't get better than that. I was introduced to Apostle Porter through another radio guy from Las Vegas, and he called me and told me to go on to her show and listen, and I did, and I was just uplifted. My spirit, man, got encouraged. I mean, the word she was speaking on was faith, and at the time, I was just getting my footing as being a faith warrior. I was exposing the books I had written. And so she allowed me to come onto her show and talk about my books and talk about faith. My books are faith is no accident. And so she wanted me to expound about why faith isn't an accident. And she gave me my walking papers. And after that, she just made me feel like, you know what? I can do this. I wasn't really sure and confident of myself before I got hooked up with Time to Talk About It with Apostle and Bishop Porter and Minister Diane and Deacon Michael and Minister Sharon and all of you people out there. I mean, just having people to listen and, you know, receive what God has done for us, that helps so much in our walk, because when we know that we're helping somebody else, that helps us.
Amen.
God says if we take care of his business, he'll take care of ours. And his business is the people that are listening to the word, that are listening to our testimonies, that are calling in and receiving prayer and giving requests. I've been on this station several months now, and I have to say I haven't heard too many people to call in and give any feedback. And I know, don't nobody have to tell me. I know from experience that this radio station, this platform, Time to Talk About It, is reaching many and is helping many. And we would love to hear, I would love to hear somebody to tell us just exactly what it's doing for you. I mean, we can talk all day long. You hear our voices all the time. I'm not even a part of the Time to Talk About It, but you hear my mouth all the time. I'd like to hear somebody else. I'd like to see that somebody else has been helped just like I've been helped. To me, this was a Holy Ghost hookup. God strategically put us together. Then she allowed me to come to Florida and be a keynote speaker at her church. I mean, she trusts me. For somebody to trust you, they have never met you, that is an awesome thing. That's what the word says. You try the spirit by the spirit. And I know on the other side of this radio station, there are many, many people of God that have something to say, something to encourage others, something to feedback and say, hey, I was down and out. I had no hope. But I tuned into this radio station, and it lifted my spirit and caused me to go on another day, caused me to go on another further. I know it's helped you because it's helped me. But we would really, really love, I keep saying we because to me, I'm part of this family. They can't get rid of me. I adopted my own self. Family. So we would love to hear you guys tell us if there's anything that you would like to hear be said on here, anything that you feel like has helped you, whatever. If you don't even like something you hear, tell us about that. There's always room for improvement. We're not God. We're human. We make mistakes just like everybody else. But we're here to love on you, pray for you, intercede, stand in the gap for you, hold you up until you're able to stand up on your own two feet. Whatever you need, God, I feel, has equipped us to help you with it. So I would like to hear somebody just to call in and tell us just what this fabulous, awesome, anointed, and appointed radio platform, Time to Talk About It, has done for you. I would really love to hear somebody tell us, because I know it's done so much for me, and it's still doing for me. It's not going to stop doing for me. As long as God has me attached to and connected to this, I'm going to be fed. We feed one another, and that's how it's done. We love on one another. When I'm down, I mean, the Lord drops it in Apostle Spirit. He drops it in Minister Diane Spirit and Bishop Spirit, and they'll call me. And I do the same for them. And God has put each of you guys on their hearts, and they pray for you even if they don't mention your name. They may wake up in the middle of the night and hear one of your names and pray for you, and you won't even know it. All you know is there is something that turned around in your life, and it could because someone on this platform prayed for you. We're praying for you. We're believing for you, and we love you. And I guess that's all I got to say for right now.
Hello. Amen. Praise God. We certainly do appreciate that. Now we have another caller. You're on the line. Hello.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning. Wow, Fortis. This is Mr. Benjamin. And I got to say,
yes.
I have to agree with everything that Pastor Dungy just said. And because I'm going to tell you, been listening to this program, and I've been invited to this program by Sister Diane after looking for another avenue to be fed. And I have been fed by this program drastically. And I found that this your program has enlightened me in ways and helped me to get closer to God in ways I never thought of, that I don't think of. You know, there's a lot of stuff that we take for granted. You know, we're so busy looking at the big stuff, those simple things that we do, are the simple things that pile up and get us in trouble. And your program has been a very great resource for me in being able to look at those simple resources and start fixing them. Those challenges that we face, simple things that can have the potential to become big and get us in trouble. I have found a new family in Block Talk Radio. And just like Pastor Dungy, as long as God gives me the strength and an avenue to get to this program on Tuesday and Thursday, I will be there. I will
Wednesday
be there to
Thursday.
Be fed. Wednesday and Thursday. I'm sorry. Wednesday and Thursday. And I will be there to be fed. And I have to admit, you know, it has been really, really great. I look forward to it. I give my word that I will share a little more often. You know, I've been a bit distracted with some stuff that's going on. And but I feel the need, you know, Spirit has told me, you know, to stop worrying about stuff that I have no control over. And focus on the better things in life, like sharing
yes.
with others the greatness
yes.
of God.
Yeah.
And I love it. I love it. I hope that others receive what I receive from your ministry, and I encourage them. I you know, when it's posted, I post it on my page. I'll call other folks and get them to actually just tell them, come on, just listen. See if it does something for you. Because I know if you listen, it will. Because I listened and it did for me. And it's still doing for me. And I keep going for hours because it is amazing what your program has done for me and is still doing for me, along with your prayers. Sister Diane's prayers, Pastor Sharon's prayers, Bishop's prayer. You know, it is amazing to have people, to know that you have people in your corner. And I say this so people on the line can hear. I need to let you all know, I have never seen Apostle Porter other than in a picture. So it's not about having a friend, somebody that believes in you that you can see. It's about having somebody that loves you with the love of God and just shares with you. And I greatly appreciate you guys for that. And I appreciate you for that. I pray that God continues to bless y'all. And on that note, I too am going to stop talking and give somebody else a chance.
Praise the Lord. You know, it sounds good. Make me feel good. Make me feel like I'm somebody.
Somebody.
Y'all make me
the
feel
truth
good.
Is you are somebody, Apostle. You are somebody, and you're somebody great.
That's all I know to do. Praise God. That's all I know to do. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, see, y'all should ask Pastor Sharon about me. She's been knowing me for, what, 30 years some more. She's been with me for 30 years or more. Praise God. Somewhere around there. I stopped counting. About 30 years. She said it's 30 years. She's been with me, and I didn't think she was going to last 2 hot minutes. She said it wasn't nothing but God. Amen. Because I used to be really hard on them. Praise God, about things they do and how they do it and everything and all. But they made it through the hard time, the really hard time. I am nice now. I'm a little more softer now, they say. I'm a little softer now, bless God, to praise God. Not no better than the people of today. Praise the Lord. But I've softened up some, so I understand more how people do and why they do. I understand, so I have to challenge people now where they are. You know, do you want to continue in the vein that you're going, or do you want to change? Now, if you want to change, the Word is always willing to do what? Change you, bring you to that change. But if you don't want to change, God will leave you just like you are. Okay? So you've got to really want some change and be open to it. Most people are not open to change. And some people feel like I have arrived and I don't need any more. I don't need anything else. And all there's always more in God. You know, there's always more. I'm searching for more myself. There's other places I want to go, and I'm taking the limit off of God and his resources and his goodies. He say he won't withhold any good thing against me, from me, rather. So let me tell you, I'm trying to get it all. Amen. All of it. Because I was looking at the Word when he said, I will restore to you the years the locusts have eaten. He's going to restore. See it? All of it. He's restoring it. You see? Now, see, that's why you got leftovers, right? So don't shun your leftovers. Don't think about it. You know, some people, I don't eat leftovers. And have you ever made some potato salad, made some whatever you made, and the next day it tastes better than it did the day you made it, don't it? Huh? So you say, well, I don't eat leftovers. Well, I do. I like leftovers, okay? And God said he going to restore to us the years that locusts have eaten. I thought I ain't had no more years left. God did what? He gave me more. Well, how did he do this? Let me paraphrase. In other words, what is he saying to you in paraphrase? I will restore to you the years the emotions have ruined, with doubts and fears and failures and unhappiness and diseases and people that are not friendly and people that don't understand. He's going to restore all of that. See, that's what he's doing, okay? He's going to give you understanding. And when he gives you the understanding, then it's going to bring you within the gates of peace. Huh? It's going to bring you within the gates of peace. Did you hear what I'm saying? Because, you know, that's what ruined us, our emotions and, you know, doubts. We had doubts and all kind of fears, and we was fearful of failing. And then when we failed, we was mad because we failed, and people, you know, that caused us some kind of unhappy situations in our life, and we allow these things to take all of the joy away from us. And when we allow them to take it away from us, we don't have, where are we going to go but to the Lord? You start saying to yourself, like the prodigal son, say, he looked at the hog pen and look where he had brought himself to. He made the choices to become that, you see, because he had another choice, do you see? So he made that choice, and he looked at it and said, now, what am I, just say paraphrase, what am I doing here with my dumb self? Here I am in a hog pen eating the stuff the hogs eat with all that good steak and pork chops and lamb and all this good food is at my father's house, and I got an attitude, my emotions, I got an attitude, and did what? Left. See, I left. Have you left church because you mad with the preacher or you mad with somebody? Have you left your household because you mad with your wife, you mad with your husband? They don't look like they used to look. Huh? I told you, change is evident in everybody's life. There's always some type of change in your looks, in your clothes, in your mannerism, in your walk, whatever. There is always a change for various reasons. So you got to live with different types of change. Okay? But now, you can change into what God wants you to be. Now, you can make that change. That's your choice. You see what I'm saying? Think now. We ask you to think. Use your mind to think. All right? Mm-hmm. You're changing now the way you think. You're changing your thought patterns. Now you're going to have a wall of consciousness now for the Lord. That is what's going to happen to you now. That's what he's doing. He's restoring it right now. Right now. You don't have to think about sickness because you're sick. You say, well, it happened for whatever reason, whether it was my cause, I caused it, or whether just a test, or whether something that happened just like that. You know, I'm a little sick right now. Okay? I know they tell you, don't say you're sick. Don't call it out. Well, now, I don't know how you're going to help but not call it out, because every time you want to identify it, you call it out, don't it? And then you start declaiming it. Now, that's when you make the mistake. You may have it, but why you got to claim it? My diabetes. My this. My cancer. Why do we have to identify it to be ours? That means now it's personally yours. Now you got a hard time getting rid of it because you done personalized it. You see what I'm saying? What you do? Let the locusts back in? You just let that locust come back in and eat some more. Now, that which you got left, he about to eat up all that's left. Because you laid claim on it and you brought it into your personal place, space. Let's put it like this, your personal space you brought it in. So don't bring it in your personal space. Yeah, the doctor said this. I went to see what it was that's going on here in this old body. You know, age will cause a lot of things, too, to come about. That's what the doctor told me. I said, well, is that doesn't possible? That don't have to be possible now just because you said it. You say, do you talk to your doctor like that? Well, yeah, he's a man, ain't he? So I told him, I said, do you mind if I don't talk like that? I said, I'd rather believe that I don't have to have that. And I can do something not to have that by eating properly. Thinking properly. Hear what I'm saying. Thinking properly. Happy thoughts. Joyful thoughts. Be happy in everything. When your trouble comes, laugh. Be happy. Ha, 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 ha. If somebody died, you ain't disrespecting them. It's just funny. Oh, they did so-and-so, made me laugh all the time. See, but if I leave here before y'all, if I, hear what I say? I say I would. I say if I, right? Say something funny. Don't be down in the I don't do that. Because you say she loved to laugh. She loved to happy. She loved to make you, and the time, if you know, you may cuss me out or slap me. Somebody die in your family, I'm going to talk to you. I'm going to make you laugh. Amen. You know why? Because you get into that slump of crying and and I lost my dad. You ain't lost nothing. They just in a better place. In a place where you got to work to get to.
Come on now.
If you want to see them again. See? So, then I'm going to make you happy. I'm going to try to make you get a little bit of laugh for a little bit, little time, and remember the times when they made you happy, when they made you laugh. Don't remember the bad times. Because the bad times will get you so depressed, you want to join them.
Come on now.
Now, I go to people who lose their loved ones. This is what I do. And I go talk to them, and especially if I see them getting in dumps and finna talking about they want to die too. And, you know, when you go to somebody been married to somebody, they always holler about, oh, I want to go with them. I say, you ain't going on my watch. I say, come out of it. I said, come on out of there and get busy. Get up and do something. I said, because you, God ain't ready for you yet. Stop hollering, but I'm missing, so I want to go with him. No, you don't. God would have took you then.
Jesus.
You got work to do, so stop talking about you want to go with him. Because you don't even know where they are. Because they may be in the other place, and I know you don't want to go there. You say you do that? Yes, I'm sorry, but I hope y'all forgive me or pray for me. But this is where I operate. God has given me this little sense, you know, to help that person to come out of that before they get themselves in a position where they try to kill themselves. Do you get what I'm saying? Because that thought, them thoughts start running through that mind. And you feel hopeless. You feel like there's no hope. I can't make it without them. Yes, you can make it without them. The fact is, you make the choice. You don't want to live without them.
Come on now.
There's not even a promise to you that somebody else would come along and take their place. Well, I don't want them to take their place. You see? Come on now, you see what I'm talking about? That's what I'm talking about. I like to see you happy, you know? I like to see you happy. I'm glad to bring joy to you in any situation, especially when I see you so far down that look like you don't even know how to get up. I want to reach down, pick you up. I know you'll get mad with me, but that's okay. I said you'll be all right after a while. I let you get mad. I say, I know, yeah, I know. You feel like this is not the appropriate thing to say at this time. Let me tell you, that goes to any of my relatives. When they leave, I do the same thing. They resent when I come. But you know, they got it. They didn't die themselves. They didn't jump behind them in the grave. They didn't do that. So, you know, it must have worked. It helped them think a little different. See, somebody got to be there talking to you to try to change your avenue of thinking. You go off into these thinking places, I'll never get well. Who said you'd never get well? That is nothing but the enemy talking to you, trying to out your life so you don't make it into the kingdom. Kill yourself. Because you ain't making it into heaven. Because you're committing suicide.
Come on now.
And don't sit up and tell me about the TV show y'all looking at talking about. I'm talking to your somebody in heaven and they say they all right.
My God, come on now.
Ain't nothing but a bunch of demons. Telling, yeah, you sit up there telling these people that, yeah, I was talking to your mother and your father that died, and you say it's unfinished and all this, and you can't do nothing for it now if they gone. Why lie to you? I ain't talking to the dead. Okay, I'm talking to the living, and Jesus is the father of all living. He's not dead. He's alive. I'm talking to him. Amen. 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 See, change the way you think. You got to change the way you think. And I was thinking about this thing about a movie I had seen, and I'm gonna see if I can find somebody else. I got some time, Diane.
Mm-hmm.
I'll think about a movie I've seen, and it was with Nothing to Lose. I think, yeah, that was the name of it. Nothing to Lose with Martin Lawrence and Tim somewhere. And the man, Nick, thought he saw his wife with his boss because he knew his boss was fresh and flirty and always trying to get every woman there was. So he came home and he thought that the boss was, the wife had the boss in his house. So see where his imagination was, what his thinking was? Now, he didn't trust his wife, okay? But he knew his boss. But don't you know your wife?
Come on.
Do you see what I'm saying? How your thinking get? So he come home and go in there and find out. He sees some cufflinks, the boss's cufflinks on the table or somewhere in the house. Now, it'd have been a dumb woman to leave the man, if she was messing with him, to leave him up there, wouldn't it? You were asking for trouble. So his imagination kicked in. And so he was running around mad, doing stupid stuff. He decided to rob the office of where he worked at. Okay? Make him pay. Like he know it's you. Make him pay. So he goes in, he done walked around. So Martin Lawrence said, "Man, have you ever tried to talk to your wife and see what was going on? Somebody have to put that thought in your head."
Yep.
See, you sitting around here thinking wrong, somebody got to come along and put that thought into your head, okay? Change your way of thinking. Come on, think. Don't run with your emotions now. Be when you don't know for sure that's who it was. So he said, call and see. So he called his wife, talked to his wife, and his wife say, "Why in the world would you think I would be with your boss? What I want with him?" Say, "Well, I saw the cufflinks." He say, "Well, you remember the something they had to the house one time?" He left the cufflinks. The man left his cufflinks there to the house. Okay, and there he is, riding there crazy, running all over town with what he thought. See, to be the truth, it wasn't the truth. You see how we imagine things? Now, you know, I mean, it was a movie. I liked the movie because of the way it played out there. It gave me something to think about, how people do. And I have probably done it myself. I have done it myself. You know, when I talk about myself, I have done it myself. You know, and without really knowing and just surmised and just didn't ask no questions. Okay, we got another call?
No.
And then ask no questions, you see? So that's what happens to us. We get in trouble by thinking what? The wrong thoughts, don't we? We think the wrong thoughts all the time. And listen, you have to get into a different battery of thoughts. You got to put a different battery in your thinking thing. Because what? Change your vibrations of thought. Okay? Change your vibrations of thought. When you're facing situations and challenges in your life, how do you think? Just tell me, how do you really think? Do you first thing you think the worst, don't you?
Come on now.
You think the worst in that situation. No matter who it, and with our children, we do the same thing. They out there with all these here crazy people in their lives and everything. We think sometimes they are doing the same thing that they are doing, and then some is just happen to be in their company. You see what I'm saying? Happen to be in their company. And for what reason? When I tell you a story sometimes, it ain't exactly a story, it's the truth. I used to hang out in New York, gangbangers, okay? Wherever they going down to fight and everything, I'd be on the ground looking. I ain't going to get in the fight now, but I'd be on the ground looking, be around there looking. But my mom then thought I was out there doing the same stuff. Drinking. I didn't drink and I didn't smoke. I just didn't want to be home. You see, because things were bad at home, so I didn't want to be home. So I thought it's better to go out with the gang. Just hang out with them. Everybody lying and some of them drinking, smoking, whatever they smoked or took or whatever. And, you know, just doing nothing. And sometimes they want to go in somebody else's neighborhood to fight stuff. I just hang around the edges. Be the lookout, so to speak, you see. But I was lumped with them, though. You see what I'm saying? They didn't ask me, are you doing? Are you doing this same stuff? Are you, who you messing with up and all of that? I didn't want to mess with nobody. I just want to be home. I thought that was more exciting than to be home. Home, they fussing, cussing, and I don't never do nothing right. So, hey, I'm going to go out here with, I'm equal. They don't know nothing about me but that they could trust me. That's all they knew. See, that's because when you think, what kind of thinking you have, what makes you think like that? Have you ever thought of what makes you think the way you think? What makes you don't believe God? What makes you not trust God? Huh? Now, we're living in a day now that ain't nothing promised to you now. Nothing but salvation of Jesus, and Jesus going to be there. People are doing everything they can do to hurt you. Calling your name, shooting you, killing you, beating you, roughing you up, taking from you. Huh? They're doing all these things, right? What are you thinking? You want to get back at them? Or do you want to trust God? I think about everybody want to buy a gun. Okay. Now you want to buy a gun. Preachers want to buy a gun. Prophets want to buy a gun. All these people want to buy a gun. Well, who wants to trust God? Huh? Is there anybody that want to trust God? Can you tell me that? Huh? I just want to know who's going to trust God. I'm not buying no gun. I'm spending money to buy a gun. Well, listen, we're up to our last few minutes, praise God, and nobody else is calling. Now, you know, I really want to see more callers calling in, but if not, we will carry on, right, until somebody decides to do that. Well, I can tell you one thing. I thank God for those that did call. I thank God for what you said. I really do. You've encouraged me. Praise God to keep on with the broadcast. Bless God. Because sometimes I was wondering if I was getting anywhere. But that made me feel a little better that it's worth it, huh? It's worth the price, okay? It's worth the price to know that you are being blessed. Somebody, just two or three gathered in your name. Well, it's two or three speaking out, right? Amen. I stick with that. Amen. And we thank God for Diane here well. Praise God.
Thank you,
because she was going to get well anyway if she got sick today. She's going to get well anyhow. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Here she is today. Ladies and gentlemen.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We thank each and every listener that participated in the broadcast today. And you tune in tomorrow at 11 p.m. to the Wailing Walls Prayer Line. That call-in number is 218-548-6746, code 3333 pound.
That's 218-548-6746, code 3333#. Thanking you for participating in this broadcast. Till then, you be blessed.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop worrying,
I stop worrying,
worrying how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things start happening.
Start happening. I stop looking at back then.
When I let go,
I let go,
and
I let God,
let him have. So much going on, sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright, yeah.
As soon as I stop worrying, worrying how the story ends,
I can let go.
I let go
and I can let God, let him have,
let God
have his way.
That's when things start happening. I stop looking at that.
Oh, when I let go,
I let go and I let God.
My sister, you can't handle it. Let God, oh, let go.